If you left an 8.9 second voicemail, how many replies do you think you'd get? You might think not many because 8.9 seconds isn't much time to persuade someone. Let me share a voicemail script that might change your mind. By way of context, imagine that I'm an event planner. So what does an event planner do? An event planner helps people who are planning live events increase attendance with people they want to get in front of. Increasing attendance makes prospects happier because more attendance equals more reach. And the more reach you have, the more conversations you have. And the more conversations you have, the more sales you have. So event planners work with companies to fill seats. If I am responsible for putting on an event, what would make me happier is a sold-out event, not an empty seat. And not just a sold-out event, but a sold-out event with people that I want to have in the seats, so my ideal customers. So imagine that I'm prospecting someone that's putting on an event. And by way of example, I'm going to use Beck Holland, who is putting on an event called Flip the Script. And it is sponsored or put on by Chorus, which is the company that she works for. Why does Beck put these events on? Well, ultimately, from the business perspective, it's to be able to get people in front of Beck so that they can ultimately perhaps be a lead one day and ultimately buy Chorus. And the way Beck does that is she provides some educational information around a topic that people would be interested in. And so that's the backdrop. And so she is putting on a roadshow where she travels from city to city. And one of the things that she wants is a lot of people that are her ICP or ideal customers in the seats. So if I had an idea that could do that, that would make Beck happier. Obviously, this is going to be different for you. But step number one in this process is finding out what would make your prospect happier and then having a new idea or perspective that you think you can bring to the table. So that's step one. So my hypothesis as an event planner is I've done a little research and I know that Beck is touring about 7 cities. And one of the things she wants is to make sure that those cities are filling up with her ICP. And I've got an idea that I think can help her that she may not have thought of before. So for context, hopefully that makes sense. And now I want you to listen to my voicemail. I'm going to let it drop and then we'll dissect it. So here's Beck's message. Hey, I'm not here. I'll leave a message at the beep. Beep. Hey, Beck, caught your Flip the Script presentation in Boston. The Chuck Jones structure. Brilliant. Anyway, I've got 2 new ideas that might not be on your radar related to filling more seats in your upcoming Austin event, specifically with VPs of sales that are generating over $10 million in ARR. Beck, no need to call me back. Check your email for the ideas. Oh, by the way, this is Josh. Take care. All right, see what I did there? First thing I did is I started off with Beck's favorite topic, which is herself. I didn't start off saying, hey, my name is Josh with sales DNA, because that's not going to be as interesting to Beck as something about her Flip the Script presentation in Boston. And the compliment that I gave her, the Chuck Jones structure was brilliant, is like an adrenaline shot. When you give people a genuine compliment, when you like their posts, when you hit like on Facebook, you get a little adrenaline shot. So that's going to feel good and it's going to get Beck's attention. So that I started it off not even talking about my name. I said, hey, Beck, you know, caught your Flip the Script presentation in Boston, that Chuck Jones structure you taught, brilliant, awesome. Anyway, you don't know me. I've got 2 new ideas that might not be on your radar. So see what I'm doing there? I'm transitioning from the relevance to this new idea. I'm not giving her the new idea. I'm just teasing it, similar to what happens at the end of Stranger Things. The last 3 minutes, it's like, oh my God, I got to watch the next episode. You leave a little, what I call a cliffhanger. So the cliffhanger that I left was, you know, got 2 new ideas that might not be on your radar related to, and then the thing that's going to make Beck happier, filling more seats in your Austin event, and not just any seats. I make it more specific or crispy by saying VPs of sales that are generating over $10 million in ARR. Those are what I think are Beck's ICPs. I'm also not asking Beck to call me back. So I'm saying no need to call me back, because she probably won't. And I'm using the voicemail to actually promote a subsequent touch, which is the email. I say, just, you know, check out your email. And this is Josh. For the subject line, I'm going to use a greed-based emotional word. And the one that I like for this case is skyrocket. So my subject line would say, skyrocket your flip the script Austin event attendance. And then when she opens it, she'll be able to see my two new ideas that I have for her. So hopefully that is a structure for you that you can leverage for your prospects that's going to pique interest. The job of the voicemail isn't necessarily to get a call back. I don't even leave my number. The job of the voicemail is to promote your emails. All right, hopefully this was helpful. Have a great day.